back for the final Patriots Campcast, a momentous day here on Wednesday, August 15th. Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo with you. Sad day for the fans, kind of a happy day for the PFW crew. The final Campcast, and
bittersweet.
Unfortunately, not a tremendous amount to pass along to you. It was another one of those short squad workouts with all the youngsters, all the rookies out there, most of the rookies anyway, some of the younger veterans, more inexperienced guys, about 32 players in all. The veterans did their work earlier in the morning, and on the field in full pads, the younger guys went through the paces, and Matt Gutierrez again getting plenty of chances to run the offense. Eric, anything stand out to you in particular in the morning?
Well, like you said, it was almost a redux of last Wednesday morning's practice in preparation for the first preseason game where, like you said, the veterans, we weren't allowed to be out there for that portion of practice, but the veterans had their walkthrough. They left the field. On came the younger guys, first-year, second-year players. What stood out was possibly some players who were there and some who weren't there. Guys like Russ Hochstein, Bam Childress, Kelvin Kite, those guys were out on the field today. Some other guys who weren't, Garrett Mills, tight end, he was out there this morning too. Guys like Larry Anam, he was one guy who stood out who wasn't there. I don't know if that bodes well or not for him, but that's just something to keep an eye on. And like you said, it was basically a full pads walkthrough. There wasn't really any hitting. There wasn't any 7-on-7, no 11-on-11, so there wasn't any opportunity to make those kind of plays. So that's really what stood out. It was more of just giving the guys a chance to run through stuff that maybe they had been studying on paper and in the classroom, and just to get out there for some reason in full pads and do it. So
yeah, some of the guys, you know, it was interesting. Larry Anam was clearly a guy that we would think would have been out there. I'm not sure if there's a transaction maybe forthcoming, or maybe he suffered some sort of injury that prevented him from being out in the field, because certainly he would be in the category. What stuck out to me a little bit, Santonio Thomas was not out in the field while Rashad Moore, Kenny Smith, and Lee Kevin Smith were all out on the field. So I think that may, you know, we don't want to speculate, but I think, you know, you try to speculate as to whether or not it's a good or a bad sign for a guy. I think it probably was a good sign for Thomas in that maybe they feel like they need a little bit more of a look at some of the other guys that have less experience in the system, whereas Thomas, even though he hasn't been on the active roster, does have 2 years of practice squad time under his belt. So that was somewhat interesting. During the team portion of the workout, again, we saw Bam Childress getting some reps at running back, which was somewhat interesting. He's a guy that just does a lot of different things, and I think that's what makes him so valuable as a practice squad player. He does have an additional year of practice squad eligibility, and I kind of think that he's going to wind up there again. I'm sure that'll be a disappointment to him, but with the caliber of wide receivers that are available to this team, I just don't think that he offers enough value there to warrant a spot at wide receiver. But if he can continue to fill in at defensive back, if he can continue to fill in at running back and continue to do his scout work as a wide receiver, he's a pretty valuable guy to have.
And he also is, throughout camp, has been in the rotation for kickoff
returns. Return man, yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. He does do a lot of things, maybe not great, but well enough that he deserves to be on the field. And Bill Belichick said last week during one of his press conferences, he was talking about offensive linemen in particular, but he might as well have been talking about anybody on this team. He said, guys who can do a lot of things well have a good chance of making this roster, whether that's the 53-man roster or the practice squad. In Bam's case, it probably is leaning more towards the practice squad. But, yeah, he's a guy who just he hangs around enough and does enough things well enough that he deserves a chance to be here.
What I find somewhat interesting about these practices, and this is the second one that we've gotten to see with just lesser experienced guys, is how much guys like Kelvin Kite stand out. You know, a guy who's been around a little bit, who was here all last year, both on the practice squad and the regular roster. They look at a much higher level. Garrett Mills looked pretty good, you know, catching a lot of passes today. You know, sometimes these guys are lost in the crowd when the whole team is out there, but when they're dealing and they suddenly go from maybe middle of the pack to lower of the pack when everybody's out there, they vault to the front of the line when it's just a bunch of guys at their quote unquote level.
Sure.
So I thought Kelvin Kite was one of those guys today. He looked like he was at playing with a lot of confidence on the field. He had some people around him talking. Brandon Merriweather was one of the guys you probably should mention. He was probably the highest profile guy out there dressed today, first round draft pick. Obviously, he needs all the reps he can get as a rookie, but you know, he was out there and he looked good. Willie Andrews, another guy that you know, tended to show up a little bit in coverage. And, you know, when you have all the young guys, it's probably natural to expect there to be a little bit of a ragged nature to the practice, and I think there was.
Mm-hmm. And just briefly, had a quick chance to talk with Brandon Merriweather after practice. It was the first time we'd actually gotten to talk to him since the Tampa Bay game. He wasn't available in the locker room after the game. And so I talked a little bit about his first thoughts on his first NFL game, how he thought he did. And, you know, he gave the standard response, which was, you know, some things I did well, some things I didn't do well. I need to work on. I need to learn my playbook better. Need to be more prepared. Need to work on my footwork. Need to work on my open field tackling. Basically need to work on everything. But it was good, he thought, just to get some game experience. And nothing surprised him about the game, which I thought was a surprising comment for a rookie in your first game. And he said that the coaches did a good job of preparing him for the increased speed of the game and how much more attention to detail he would need to be during the game on little things. And when those things happened, he had already been informed about it ahead of time, and he said he wasn't too surprised about anything. So, and you and I were both up in the press box in Tampa, and he looked like he belonged on the field, I thought.
Yeah, no, I don't think he was as strong in the game as I think he has been in practice, but certainly I would agree with your assessment. I think he didn't look out of place on mm-hmm. the field. He wasn't one of these guys that was clearly over his head, and he did play early in the game with the starters as an extra defensive back right from the first series of the game. So I think, you know, he's a guy to keep an eye on as a, you know, I think, you know, their track record with first round picks speaks for itself, and I think he looks like another hit mm-hmm. in the first round. Mm-hmm. So that's going to put a wrap on the morning camp cast. That's going to be the last one that we do. There is one more practice open to the media and open to the public, I should say, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. this evening, Wednesday night. That will be the final Patriots training camp practice that is open to the public. You want to make sure you get here for that one. Let's see, looking forward real quick, we're going to have PFW in Progress continuing on Wednesdays until the regular season starts, so you can catch us there. Also, the paper and the website is going to continue to churn out the information, anything you need to have. If we have access, we're going to give that access to you. So you want to make sure you're checking the website often. And obviously, if you're not subscribing to Patriots Football Weekly, then shame on you. So
that's right.
That goes without saying. So for the final time this summer, we are going to put an end to the CampCast. Oh, also, Fridays, you want to make sure you're tuning in for the Roster Report podcast that we will be doing every week. We continue to do that every Friday here from Gillette Stadium. So for Eric, I'm Paul. That's it for now.